Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Evidently, there's at least one Democrat advisor who really wants Democrats to start calling Joe Biden a, quote, great president, unquote. Yep, I got to tell you, I think I'm onto something, everybody. The hallowed halls of Democrat power of the Democrat Party elites. They are absolutely 100% terrified at this point that they're going to have to simply ride this out with Joe Biden, it would seem. Otherwise, why the buildup? You know, on yesterday's program, we told you all about Nika Brzezinski and how she was, you know, just saying that, you know, Donald Trump is, he's wise and he's accomplished and he's successful, et cetera, et cetera. It's as if there's a memo that's gone out somewhere that simply tells everybody, okay, we're going to go the opposite direction here. We're just going to keep talking up Joe Biden, that he is the steady hand, right? He'd be the adult in the room, and we have to have four more years. Folks, again, we live in very interesting times, don't we? Well, speaking of interesting times, welcome to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you as we race into this Tuesday edition of the show. And we have so much to tell you about this morning. Don't forget the telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, we got a lot of great direct messages yesterday. We really do appreciate it. Sometimes we get them in the middle of the day as well, people heading over to the website, and we sure appreciate that. And we're ready for Tuesday, the Tuesday edition officially launching at this very moment. We're glad that you're along the ride with us this morning. Well, we are going to talk about Joe Biden. There's more, of course, about his age. Evidently, they're very upset over at the White House, given the fact that the New York Times coverage has not been what exactly they want. So I'm not surprised there. We'll have more on the Trump verdict and some of the reaction to that. How much does Donald Trump have to pay even before he can actually go into an appeal on this decision? We've got some great audio clips as well, folks, plus your telephone calls at 949-822-7959. But I want to start this morning with developments in Israel, at least vis-a-vis where the United States is coming from on all of this, from the Biden administration. And I don't know how many times we've heard, my friends, from people like Karine Jean-Pierre at the press briefing room, right? Or John Kirby, more specifically, from the press briefing room. You know, we're not here to tell Israel how to fight their war. We're not fighting their war for them. We're this is not our thing. We're not doing that. Oh, contraire. Oh, of course they are trying to do that. They've been trying to do that. That is the objective here. Well, this from Fox News, Dateline Jerusalem. The Biden administration is reportedly taking its goal of a temporary ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war to the UN Security Council as early as Tuesday, meaning today. The administration is said to have proposed a draft UN Security Council resolution, which in part would call for a temporary ceasefire and call on Israel not to go into Rafah in the Gaza Strip. Now, of course, this has all been brewing. There's been a lot of controversy about this. But at the same time, Israel is also trying, the last time I checked, to undo the ability of Hamas to make war or do other attacks or regroup or essentially operate. And, my friends, I can't imagine why we would work against this essentially. So according to Reuters, says the article, a U.S. text states in part that it, quote, determines that under the current circumstances, a major ground offensive into Rafah would result in further harm to civilians and their further displacement, including potentially into neighboring countries. Richard Goldberg, a former NSC official during the Trump administration, told Fox News Digital, he says, quote, and this is really key, says, quote, the United States should be vetoing pro-Hamas resolutions, not proposing them. By putting forward a resolution calling for a ceasefire and opposing Israeli military action in Rafah, the White House is effectively pushing for Hamas to survive to massacre another day. This is a complete betrayal of U.S. interests and values. Well, exactly right. Now, also, what was the other thing about from the U.S. itself? Potentially displacing people essentially into other countries. That's another key question. Why haven't other countries in the immediate vicinity of Israel and the area of Gaza, why haven't they said, look, we will take many of these refugees. We will take many of these people. We understand that this is not a war against innocent people or civilians. But have they lifted one finger to do that? Well, no, especially in Egypt. What are they doing? They're building a border wall. Now, I don't know if we could get some Democrat superstars to go over there and explain to the Egyptian government and maybe even some you know, mainstream media folk. Maybe they could go over to Egypt, or I guess as Joe Biden might refer to it, Mexico, and go over and tell them, walls don't work. Walls don't work. You know, you really got to start building bridges and not walls. But obviously, and I'm using this sort of absurd humor to demonstrate the absurd point, right? And that is that when you have this situation, and you have this huge problem happening with people who would be displaced. Unfortunately, for so many, especially Hamas, but even maybe others in the region, they can see that as an opportunity for propaganda. They can see that as an opportunity to go after Israel some more. They can do that to the nth degree, and they call that a success. Well, folks, when we come back, we've got a lot more to talk about. The Tuesday edition is just getting started. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there throughout the wee hours of the morning. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply. plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday edition, and I think we're already off to a great start. I feel that way. Hope that you do, too. Thanks to Richard DeMarie checking in this morning via direct message from KyleWarrenShow.com. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. Raining, still raining, 47 degrees. Have another great show. Semper Fi. Richard, hey, thank you, Richard. I really appreciate your message so much. I do think it's going to be a great show. I hope so. We have a lot to talk about. And, of course, everybody, Richard the Marine, we want to say Semper Fi right back at him. He's checking in from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. And, well, Richard, I got to tell you, I think we're probably about the same temperature-wise and rain-wise. It started raining a little bit earlier, and it's going to be raining all throughout Southern California. We got that atmospheric river or the Pineapple Express, as they call it. There are some more concerns, of course, about flooding, mudslides, and things like that. So we're going to be riding it out here. Riding the Storm Out. Hey, that's a great song, isn't it? Correct me if I'm wrong. Is it REO Speedwagon, I think? Ride the Storm Out? But at any rate, yeah, we'll be riding the storm out, and hopefully by about Wednesday, it's supposed to kind of be gone again. So that's a good thing. I'll let you know. I don't know if we have to build an ark yet, but I'll keep you informed. But once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And also, again, just like Richard the Marine, you can head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. Now, just to sort of finish up with this notion that the United States is going to go to the UN Security Council perhaps as early as today, trying to get a temporary ceasefire going to stop via UN Security Resolution to stop Israel from going into Rafah. Well, again, Israel's trying to do everything it can in order to stop any more kinds of attacks. And we don't have to get into the level of anti-Semitism that we've seen just absolutely blossom since October the 7th. And it's just been terrible to watch this happen. And you got to wonder sometimes, where are we going here in this world if this is now going to become somehow the norm or acceptable? Well, Alan Dershowitz was on with Mark Levin. He's got a great quote talking about the idea in general of the United States sort of trying to direct from afar and pull the strings of what Israel is trying to accomplish to get rid of Hamas, essentially. And he makes a great comparison. The idea that, you know, obviously you have so many people who are, saying we have to support Ukraine, essentially at all costs, but yet will either pull up short or not support hardly at all, right, what's happening, what Israel's trying to do in response to the October 7th attacks. Let's listen here briefly, because we wouldn't have had time on the other side of the break in the first segment this morning. But let's listen to what Alan Dershowitz had to say, because, as always, he's really on point. Let's listen in.
Now, President Biden got it right the other day on Ukraine, where he said we cannot allow Putin to win, because if we allow Putin to win, he'll move into Poland, he'll move into other countries. Why does that not apply as well to Hamas? If Hamas is allowed to win, it will keep its promise of doing it again and again and again. But this time it won't be limited to Israel. It will move to Europe. It will move to the United States. It will move to our allies. We cannot allow terrorism to win. And that's what this administration, by tying Israel's hands, by saying to Israel, we're going to micromanage you. We're going to tell you how many soldiers you can send in, whether you can go into a hospital where they're holding hostages, whether you can go into Rafah, where the entire command structure of Hamas still survives and exists. If those restrictions are placed on Israel, it's an invitation to Hamas to just do it again and again and again. If crime pays, it's repeated. And if Hamas crimes are allowed to pay, they will be repeated. And this time, we will be the targets.
You know, again, there's Alan Dershowitz. He was on a Fox News program there with Mark Levin over the weekend. You know, I'm just here to tell you that, you know, Alan Dershowitz, again, you know, not a conservative, you know, I think by any stretch, but it has very, very clear eyes on this, of what's happening with Israel and what's happening with how these terror groups respond to how things are handled, basically. And he's absolutely right. You know, you've got to stop this where it occurs and when it occurs. Otherwise, it just generates a boldness. It generates a license. It generates just this notion that, well, it doesn't matter, we're going to do this anyway. What are they going to do to us? Now, that's on the practical side of things. Now, over on the political side of things, I think you've got the Biden administration, you know, very terrified about its poll numbers, very terrified about how a lot of this is playing within the so-called Arab community and this country, voting blocks. You know, are we being too supportive of Israel? We're getting a lot of criticism for this. This is an election year, for goodness sake, and that's not lost on them. And I think that they're behaving in such a way that it is specifically tailored for the election year. They are quite terrified about this. We've had story after story, not the least of which I think in Michigan just recently, different groups that are essentially telling the Biden administration, Biden campaign, that, you know, they're very unhappy and so forth. So, you know, to say the least. So the politics of this is truly, truly getting in the way. And what is so important about supporting our friends, our allies, supporting those who truly want to be free, those are the things that should transcend the politics of it all. But the Biden administration has proven time and time again that it's just the political agenda. Now, here's the funny thing. Not funny, ha-ha, but here's the funny thing, everybody. The Democrat Party elite and those who carry the water and those who simply want to support whatever the agenda is for the far left, whether it be immigration in this country, open, unfettered, illegal immigration happening 24/7 all the time, whether it be condemning Israel, whatever it might be. Oh, Israel's the aggressor, and Israel, you know, brought this on itself, and it wasn't for Israel. We didn't have any problems, and all this kind of stuff. Well, they have proven time and time again that they're driven by the ideology. They're driven by the political agenda. And at the same time, they try to turn it back around onto the GOP, onto Republicans, onto conservatives, to somehow say, look how extreme they are. It's these MAGA extremists. You know, I've mentioned before there's a woman running for Congress in my area. I see the commercials all the time. It's kind of like, okay, you know, it's just, okay, it's enough commercials already. But every other commercial is this woman who's running for Congress. I think her name's Joanna Weiss, and she surfs, right? So these commercials have her surfing, and she tells some life story about how surfing is like life and this kind of thing. And surfing's cool and everything, and that's great. I know surfers, but the idea, of course, is that she wants to go to Congress, obviously. But part of that, and her sort of double-pronged attack, it would seem, is that she's going to fight for reproductive rights and fight against extremists. Well, last time I checked, many on the left seem like they're extremists in so many ways. But it's the idea, we'll just project that back onto our political opponents. They're the extremists. They're the ones who are saying, in fact, when we come back, so you got to stick around for this, because when we come back, we got a Hillary Clinton quote, because Hillary is, you know, she also wants to, I guess, get in on the action here at some point. But talk about projecting. You got to hear this quote. But this notion that, well, it's the conservatives, it's the GOP, it's the Republicans that are the extremists. That's their little trick that they try to do. When in reality, I don't know what's more extreme, my friends, than trying to get Israel to not win in this case. I like what that a former NSC person from the Trump administration said. We ought to be vetoing the pro-Hamas resolutions and not creating them. That's, I think, sage advice on all of this. Okay, folks, Tuesday edition, hour number one. We're continuing. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour, and when we come back, we'll have much more to talk about, more quotes, more everything. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We all are ready, having fun. Stay right there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Flood alert still for California as more rain is on the way. The National Weather Service issuing a flood watch for nearly the entire coast of California, from Redding to San Diego and the Mexico border, putting about 37 million residents on alert. The U.S. conducting strikes against Houthi anti-ship cruise missiles and vessels on Saturday, including an unmanned underwater vessel the Iranian-backed rebel group has used. Five strikes in total were conducted against three anti-ship cruise missiles, one unmanned underwater vessel, and one unmanned surface vessel. Former President Jimmy Carter marking 1 year in hospice care yesterday, his family celebrating his strength. Jimmy Carter right now 99 years old, the oldest living U.S. president in history. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back. It is the bottom of the hour, but we're still going strong. And we have a lot more to talk about on the program this morning, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. You can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message. You can also give us a call this morning, of course, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by, and we look forward to talking with you. But as I said right before we went to the break, and I do want to play this clip. This is Hillary Clinton. And, the desperation factor. Now, number one, I think probably Hillary, she's got to be thinking this, folks. She's got to be thinking, even though right now it looks like the play is trying to rehabilitate Joe Biden, that he's a great president. As Mika Brzezinski said yesterday, or over the weekend, he's wise and he has all these accomplishments and he's successful. He's not like Donald Trump, this kind of stuff. And that somehow he walks carefully. Now, I gotta tell you, I mean, even Mika Brzezinski, I think this is pushing the envelope here. He's demonstrating, many different issues, I think. And she's trying to just sort of schlep him off. And no, this isn't a thing. What are you talking about? It's not even a thing. And I think that's the wrong approach because it's very disingenuous. And what it does is kind of makes people think like, oh gosh, I must be some kind of ist of something, some kind of ist, or I'm applying an ism to something. If I question whether or not Joe Biden, if he's even really okay, all right? And so, but that's the tack they're taking. I think that they really are scraping the bottom of the barrel. But let's listen in to Hillary Clinton. because she has some pretty interesting things to say. She evidently was talking to Christiane Amanpour at the Munich Security Conference. Why Hillary's there, I have no clue. But she was there, and she talked to Christiane Amanpour, evidently all these things about Donald Trump, we just don't understand, I think. So let's listen into Hillary Clinton.
Country and, you know, work on behalf of their constituents. I'm hoping that, you know, better heads will prevail, and we will get that vote.
For those who say this is just Trump in campaign mode.
No, that's not true, Christiane. You need to listen to him and take him seriously. He is telling us what he wants to do. He wants to be a dictator on day one.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. He wants to be... Oh, my gosh. I remember when he... This was weeks ago when he was talking to Sean Hannity. And the whole context of that, as you may recall, but Hillary... And by the way, I'm sure Hillary recalls the context as well. They all do. Donald Trump didn't say he was going to be a dictator. Donald Trump was saying, I'm not going to be, they say I'm going to be a dictator, but I'm only going to be a dictator on day one, which is an obvious, humorous reference to the idea that he can start signing executive orders the very same way that that Joe Biden did on day one, and many of those reversed the executive orders of Donald Trump. These executive orders are typical of new presidents, and the reversal thereof is also typical of new presidents. But they use the word dictator. So there you go. Oh, that's the buzzword. Okay, so Donald Trump's going to be a dictator. And Hillary Clinton knows better. See, that's the thing. You know, she really does know better, and it's an insult to us for her to use this and sort of tick this off as, you know, look at this. I mean, Donald Trump, he's already told us. He's told us he's going to be dictator. See, all that does is to try to, you know, build up their we're protecting democracy. You know, we're the only ones. We're standing in the gap. We're protecting you and your democracy from Donald Trump. And there'll never be elections anymore under Donald Trump. You know, but wait a minute. Maybe if we don't have Donald Trump, maybe there'll never be elections. Ever think of that one, Hillary? maybe don't answer that, Hillary. All right. So let's continue.
Day one, he wants to round up people because of the way they look. You know, they may or may not be undocumented. It doesn't matter to him. He wants to call out the army to do that. He wants to use.
He wants to round
know,
up
the insurrection
people. By the way, they to round them up. He wants to round them up. This is a new one on me, everybody. Let's continue.
Act to militarize American law enforcement. He has a whole team of right-wing thinkers, so to speak, who are coming up with an agenda called Project 2025. He wants to rid the government of any kind of independent expertise. So, you know,
okay,
he wants
stop
people...
right there. Stop right there. So what is independent expertise, Hillary? You know, in so many ways, now this, of course, I believe Trump does want to try to make sure that the people are on board with the program if he was elected president. Now, this was pretty much an enforced error in some ways when Trump first took office back in 2017. And he did not go through and summarily ask for everybody's resignation. And so a lot of those, as I said, were unforced errors for this new president, never really a politician coming into office before. And we talked at length about that, I know, over the course of those years. But in this particular case, I think what Trump is talking about is maybe getting rid of people who might have, maybe a different kind of agenda that actually isn't even, you know, we're not talking about differences of opinion or a group of team of rivals who may have a different idea and bounce different ideas off you as the president, and you have to sort of synthesize all those things and make the call. That's a different story than maybe people who have a thought process or an agenda or maybe even a loyalty to an alien to an alien philosophy, to an alien agenda. And I don't mean space aliens. Although in some case, maybe some, I don't know, I'm not sure. But the idea is that, you know, some kind of thing like, oh, I don't know, Marxism, communism, socialism. And they have a lot of people that are careers into the government. In fact, I just saw something earlier today that the Biden administration would like to be able to put in, for lack of a better term, safeguards to keep Donald Trump from being able to do certain things in government should he become the president. And the last time I recall, people working in the federal government serve at the pleasure of the president in so many respects. So Hillary Clinton is just demonstrating to us, my friends, that they are scared out of their wits. They are scared of you. I think that's a really good way of putting it. They're scared of you because they saw what happened in 2016. They saw what happened. They know now that the circumstances have gotten so far out of control that they are not able to simply use the COVID emergency, Biden in the basement, this kind of thing, and all the chaos that was created around Donald Trump as well. There are aspects of Trump's personality that people have told me they don't like and so forth, and that's their opinion, and that's okay. People can have their political opinions, and they can like or dislike political candidates. But what I'm talking about is the idea that there are so many headwinds against Donald Trump in his first term that were being artificially created because, again, it was all about getting Trump. Because the Democrat Party elite, whatever you want to call them, the party elite, maybe we'll just call them the party elite, they were so taken aback that people would vote for someone other than Hillary Clinton, who, gosh darn it, it was her turn to be president, right? And gosh darn it, this was her moment. Gosh darn it, she was supposed to simply take over. Gosh darn it, right? And so when I hear Hillary's voice here, to me it's just, oh boy, she is not happy at all about this, and she is so happy. In this respect, to tell everybody how Donald Trump would be a dictator on day one. And he's going to round up people just by how they look. There's just going to be roundups happening and this kind of thing. I don't know, folks. You know, who really wants to usher in an authoritarian form of government? Who really doesn't want to hear what you have to say? Who really doesn't care, you know, if you're making it or not? It just doesn't matter. Sit back and relax because we are in charge. That's the mentality they have. I don't know, last time I checked, it was we the people. I'm just saying. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets,
and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Tuesday edition is continuing. And I got to tell you, we're really glad to get your direct messages, especially when you let us know where you're listening from, what part of the country you're in, for example. And we got a great direct message yesterday towards the end of the program, at least I believe I think it was the start of hour number four, and it came from a listener listening in South Louisiana, and we appreciate that very, very much. We've got another listener, Frederick, up in NYC, who's listening. He's got a great question for Chris Markowski. We'll be talking with Chris Markowski later next hour, as a matter of, pardon me, in hour number three, I should say. And so you want to stay tuned for that. And we're really appreciative when we get to hear from you. So keep them coming, folks. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you are off and running from there. Well, it is, here we go, a little before the top of the hour in hour number one. And if you're new to the program, hour number one and two at this time, we love to play a song for you in the wee hours of the morning, the overnights. Make sure that that you keep going, that you keep your blood pumping, that you keep moving with you, and we're glad that you're there. And I'll tell you this, we get a lot of great requests too for music, so head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us some music request as well. This morning we got a great song. We played the Heart a few days ago as well. That was Even It Up. Well, this one comes from a little bit after that. It's a great song, and a lot of their songs, even as they transitioned into the 80s, they really had some really good hits and some great sounding songs. This is going to start us off this morning. This is a song by Heart, and it's called Nothing at All. Ann and Nancy Wilson.
I will walk on.
right, that is Heart. Ann and Nancy Wilson. I got to tell you, again, you know, they had really great hits back in the day, and a lot of their songs just had a great, I mean, they were definitely songs you just wanted to sing along to, and they had a lot of great energy, and it was a little different, obviously, than where they came from, you know, with Barracuda and stuff like that, but see, they were able to really adapt and change and still sound great. And that's really the mark of a great artist in so many ways. You know, a lot of artists never made it out of the 80s. You know, for example, they had a very distinct 80s sound, for example, or, you know, just, or they weren't able to sort of continue, with their success. But, a few artists did, and even to go through the 70s and 80s and beyond, is a great, great accomplishment. And Heart, of course, was really good at doing that. Well, once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And, thanks very much to Bill listening on WLSS there in Sarasota. I appreciate the message. I will check that out, and because it sounds like it's going to be very, very interesting what you're suggesting here. So I'll definitely check it out. I appreciate it so much. And then also I want to give a shout-out this morning to Driver Ron. We played two of his suggestions on the Monday edition. Of course, it was Country Music Monday. And we played two of the suggestions yesterday morning. We had Travis Tritt and as well. And he says, hope those songs pumped up folks like they did me. Says it was a great morning here in Denver, a low of 40 degrees, clear, crisp, and snow pretty much already melted. Okay, well, that's good. So at least it's not, like, coming down in droves. And he says, oh, and the streaming was working. And, yes, I appreciate that very much. Ron, I really do, and I appreciate everybody who let us know that there was an issue that had been going on, and I'm glad to say it looks like it has been taken care of, and I knew that they would, and I appreciate your patience so much, and everything seems to be running just fine right now. That's sometimes how it goes, radio business, especially things are modified or changed or something like that. Sometimes it takes a little bit, but I knew that they would take care of it, and I'm very, very pleased, and want to say a big thank you to everybody at the station for that. Absolutely. Okay, so let's take a quick look here at some of the weather. Obviously, Southern California has got the Pineapple Express going on. That's an active weather pattern right now. This is from the National Weather Service. It's at the core of an energetic, large-scale, low-pressure system is pushing onshore, of course, here today. Under this weather pattern, California remains under the impact of heavy precipitation. Yes, I can attest to that. And, of course, even up through central and northern California, we'd seen a lot of rain as well. So we have that happening. Meanwhile, moisture from this weakening low-pressure system is going to eventually push into the Intermountain West, bringing additional rounds of rain and snow across the Great Basin and into the Northern Rockies over the next couple of days before reaching into the Central Rockies and toward the Four Corners by Wednesday. So all this is going to be moving through, basically. Meanwhile, much of the eastern two-thirds of the country will remain dry throughout the next couple of days under a slow-to-evolve weather pattern. A warming trend is expected to expand across the Great Plains through midweek, where an upper ridge is forecast to build. High temperatures will be between 15 to 25 degrees above average by Wednesday over much of the central U.S. Dry conditions will extend into portions of the Four Corners region as well. By later on Wednesday, much of the energy associated with the upper-level trough moving through the western U.S. will begin to move into the central plains where a new low-pressure system is forecast to develop. So we got a lot going on, and if we just take a quick look at our precipitation right now, what we're seeing out there, obviously we've got a lot of rain in the Southern California region. Looks like it's up through L.A. If you're up near Victorville right now going up Interstate 15 and coming out of Barstow, you've got some rain. Not a whole lot to speak of right now, so that's actually pretty good. Just north
at the Bakersfield, California 99, Interstate 5. You'll be in it for a little while if you're coming out of there. Looks like we got some snow around Reno, looks like, so that may impact, of course, Donner Pass as the morning goes by. If you're near Reading on Interstate 5, you've got all kinds of rain and rain mixed with snow there. Susanville, up 395 there, Northern California, you've got rain mixed with snow. And it looks like on the Central Coast of Oregon this morning for Richard the Marine. He reported rain and 47 degrees earlier. Yep, and we see the rain there on the radar map, and looks like we got a little bit of rain and snow, a little bit on your way between Portland and Seattle on Interstate 5. So, all right, folks, we are climbing up to the top of the hour. You'll hear your top of the hour news, get updated on everything. Then we come back and we talk about everything. So stay right there. Hour number one, everybody, is now officially in the books. I'll warn with you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.